For Dina Thompson, the sex predator legislation is personal. The mother from the Jacksonville suburb of Orange Park said she was at the Capitol Tuesday because of her daughter, Summer.
Summer, who is a twin, was walking home from school October 19th, 2009, and she was abducted and murdered and subsequently found 2 days later in the Georgia landfill.
Summer was 7 years old when a neighbor killed her. For almost 5 years, her mother has been advocating for educational programs in public schools to teach other children how to avoid danger.
As a mother in this situation, I can't help but wonder or think, if Summer had been given the opportunity to receive that program, would I still be talking to all these people? Would I still be here today?
The man who killed Summer had no sex crimes on his record. Thompson acknowledges the bill package Gates calls the centerpiece of the session is not aimed at preventing first-time offenses.
As far as Summer's case, unfortunately, none of this really would have made a difference for her.
But she says she supports increased monitoring and penalties for convicted offenders nonetheless.
I can't change it for myself. I can't change it for anyone else that has already had this happen to them. But hopefully, with this new laws coming in, we'll be able to help other people. And by getting them educated.
The measures passed Tuesday make it more likely for sex offenders to be referred to civil commitment proceedings upon their release from prison, meaning more of them could be committed to a mental facility or subject to community monitoring. The bills also impose longer prison sentences and monitoring periods after release, and they increase requirements for reporting an offender's whereabouts, including noting whether they're on a college campus. In his opening remarks, Gates said over the past 15 years, 594 Florida sexual offenders had been caught but then reoffended after their release.
We will protect our children and we will scorch the earth against sexually violent predators. And we're going to start today because we cannot waste one more day. And we cannot lose one more child.
But critics of the proposed laws call them well-intentioned, but ultimately nothing more than feel-good legislation. Florida Action Committee President Gail Coletta says Gates is pushing something that won't make children safer.
I understand where he's coming from, and I admire that his intent and his belief to make Florida a safer state. But instead of saying this is going to be the most unfriendly place for sex offenders, it should be, his statement should have been, this is going to be the safest place for children.
Coletta's group advocates for what it calls an evidence-based approach to sex offender legislation. She says the new laws employ more of the tactics that haven't worked, that is, imposing harsh punishments on all sex offenders regardless of their risk for committing future offenses. She advocates for risk assessments to be administered before sentencing. And she says violent sex offenders released from prison need step-down housing to help them reacclimate to society.
Because some of these guys will be like 30-plus years that they have not been living amongst the rest of us, and now they're going to be given $100 and a bus ticket.
With research showing more than 95% of sexual offenses are committed by first-time offenders, Coletta agrees with Thompson that education is the most important factor in preventing more cases like Summer's. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.